You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. At 4 in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a
welcome, my friends. You're listening to the second hour of the Sunday night edition of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're going to go to the phones again in just 1 minute. Let me just say, I mean, we've had a lot of calls about bankruptcy, and of course it figures that would be when we're trying to concentrate on prison extraction. But bankruptcy can be a wonderful forum. It's a readily accessible, easily accessed forum in which even a modestly skilled litigator using their forms and their procedures, and by the way, most of that's a quick study, and we've reduced it to hotlink notes that are very, very quick and organized to basically show anyone how to refile the schedules, how to structure things on behalf of the friendly creditors, and how to use no more than half a dozen codes that are invaluable in forcing the trustee and the judge to do one's bidding. But this is a place of high remedy if one has it. And you don't have to sit down and become a lawyer to use it. In fact, you'll know more than the people in there in using that form to your advantage. Someone asked me to spell the email address for that CD. And it is Take No Prisoners, TakeNoPrisoners, at hush.com. And you would address the email to Brian, and he'll tell you what's involved in securing that CD. Now, going back to the phones, my friends, Ted in Oregon. Ted, are you done eating?
Yeah.
Hello, Ted. What can we do for you?
Okay, my question was, you sent out an email that said the courts are becoming scared dogs. Cornered dogs is what you said.
I said what?
You said the courts and judges are becoming cornered dogs.
Okay.
So how do you know if your court is becoming one?
How do you know if your court is becoming one? I'm not really sure what you mean by that question. So why don't you stick around till after the break, and maybe you can put it into language that I can understand. Folks, we're going to be away for a three-minute break. This is Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Thanks very much for joining us.
Bye.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
The boogie train, it's the boogie thing. Welcome back, my friends. Folks, let me read something to you. And this is within quotation marks. The de facto system has become well aware that their assumption of fictional jurisdiction is under siege like never before. Every court system has been touched. They are justifiably tired and scared. They fret over such things at their meetings and subliminally fear they have been caught in the act. And by the way, how do we know that? Because all these proceedings are moved into private courtrooms. Because they wait till the courtroom has been cleared to get to these cases. Because they walk away. I have seen more judges stand up and vacate their own courtrooms than I can possibly even recall. Back to this text. Their fear is sufficient to devote enormous resources to infiltration, covert intrusion, and incarceration, like the last Law Merchant Leadership Retreat. I saw that one particular fellow who had been sent, presumably by the FBI, and I realized I was well aware that he was wearing an unapproved name tag, but we let him sit there because perhaps the messages will be good for him to hear as well. They spend countless hours constructing remarkable pleadings for the sole purpose of explaining the impossible. How do I know? I see those all the time. People send them to me, and they truly are remarkable, amazing pieces of work. page after page of attempting to find justification, just like the Federal Reserve Manual when it attempts to explain money. Obviously, the answer to the question, what is money, is very simple. Here, this gold coin's money. One fragment of a sentence. I didn't need 20 pages to explain it. The same thing regarding this principle of explaining away the impossible in the courtroom, explaining these fantastic, almost phantasmagorical jurisdictional arguments that basically everything we do is allowed. Why don't they just come out and say anything that we desire is permissible in an equity courtroom? Well, the obvious answer is they can't, of course, and so they need to concoct remarkable pleadings that take hours and hours of manpower, and it's happening all over the nation. Consequently, like a cornered animal, they will unfortunately use the resources at their disposal to injure their fellow man and their own status in the eyes of their creator. Accordingly, I suggest that caution may be prudent for most men and women. So I read that so people will not get the idea that words like a cornered dog taken out of context are meant to injure or meant to imply something that isn't true. We're not calling people dogs. We're saying that the behavior is very much like a scared animal. So, Ted, your question is, how do you tell if your courtroom is manned by an injured dog?
Right.
Yeah, how do you think you tell? What would you look for? Have you ever had dealt with an injured animal?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Well, they get scared. They want to go away.
Yeah, they snarl and they bite. I had a wrestling match with a pretty big dog the other day, let me tell you. I had to do some treatment to its ears, and he is an unneutered male, and he can be quite vicious. And this was not for the weak of heart if they had observed what went on. I don't like to muscle this guy, and all it would take is 1 second. He would have taken my hand off. I had to get behind him and lock him in by the neck through a chain collar, and my biggest fear is that I would injure him, which I don't want, but he was, and the scarier he got, the stronger and the more desperate he became, and when animals get like that, what do? They snarl, they scream, they rage. Sounds like dozens of judges I've seen over the years. So if they're yelling, you have an injured dog. If they're stomping their foot and making threats, sometimes you have an injured dog. But most of that behavior I view the way I would view a person on the street who's behaving like that. They're scared about something. I'm not going to get in their way when they're scared. I'm going to give them a chance to calm down. But I'm also going to be well aware that if they had any substance to what they were doing, they wouldn't be scared. Because someone who is really in charge and in control doesn't have to do a lot of snarling and doesn't get scared. So to me, that's clear identification that I've wounded them and I'm on the verge of injuring them fatally, and that's why they're behaving that way. So I don't necessarily consider a cornered dog effect from a judge to be a bad thing, even though obviously it can be highly intimidating to most people. All right, thanks for calling, Ted. Steve in Massachusetts. Steve, you with us?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, do you have a question at all related to prison extraction?
It's not about prison extraction, no, sir.
This is the
not
last...
Not yet, anyway.
Well, okay, call back next week. Sorry. Sorry, Steve. Where else could I have the demographics that a certain percentage of the listening audience may very well be in the can within 7 days? All right, Steve, you're in Massachusetts?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have we ever met?
We have brushed against each other once or twice.
All right, let me put it into a more clear terminology. Have you ever taken a shot at me?
I have not, sir.
All right, then ask your question, Steve.
Okay, Sam. Listen, I was at the seminar, but I had to leave early to have my dog put down.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I just put down my doggie a week ago, the last of my three old ones. What kind of dog was he?
It was a chow, and I had her for 18 years. I got it from the pound, and I called.
Why does that sound familiar? Did you call in a week or so ago?
No.
Oh,
you
well,
might,
I'm sorry.
I sent you an email. I sent you a little poem when I had the dog.
Oh, yes. All right. Yeah. Thank you, Steve. Yeah, I appreciate that. And those are always tough times. We get attached to these guys.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, when you sit with them on your lap, you get close to them. It's interesting to listen to their physiology. Their heart beats at a tremendously fast rate, and it's so clear they have this accelerated metabolism. And I'll tell you, if I wasn't doing this, I'd be on a hunt for what it is that controls the cellular metabolism that causes this old age deterioration. I'm not sure I'd want to release that on the general population, but I might release it for animals if I could ever discover such a thing. Anyway, not to digress here, Steve, what's your question? How can I help you?
Well, Sam, I'm a little up against the wall. I'm not quite prepared for what's coming down. I've gone through step 1 through 8, actually.
Now, I've only got 3 steps, so that must mean you're with HHF, is it?
Correct.
Go right ahead.
But nonetheless, my home was... unfortunately, was foreclosed upon before I had access to BIC instruments. And in the meantime, I was sent an order for eviction, and I sent the court BIC instruments through a notary process, and I'm sure that you know the notary. And, you know, the court has failed to identify a defect. And... And nevertheless, the constables came and threw me out of my house the day after that I filed the counterclaim and had a time.
Oh, this is starting to ring a bell. I heard about that.
Yeah.
My condolences on that, Steve.
Yeah. Went to auction yesterday, today, actually.
Did you go and buy it back?
No, I didn't, sir.
How come?
Well, it's one of these mass auctions. Well, you have to travel into Boston. You have to pre-register.
Okay.
You have to be identified, and you have to present upon entering the premises some sort of proof that you have
funds that are available.
Correct.
We've had people do that. I had a very ingenious young man, the most recent one I can think of, who went in and he negotiated with those people. This is a fascinating story. He negotiated with the attorney for the escrow company that was working. This was a sale. It wasn't a foreclosure sale, but was it a foreclosure sale? Yes, it was, the number of foreclosure sales. And the attorney went and secured the president of the escrow company. She said, I'm not going to be bothered by this. And this fellow did a couple of ingenious moves on the spot. My memory on this may be a little weak. I may be able to find it after the break. But he basically asked the attorney if she was willing to accept the transfer of liability. And her face got all red, and she said, here, let me have you wait outside. Let me talk to the president again. And they did. And the attorney came back and said, we're going to permit you in to bid. And then the attorney took him directly over to the registration table. And one of the women there had some comments about not giving him his credentials. And the attorney literally put her hands down on the table in front of her and said, I'm telling you right now, none of this BS. Issue him the credentials. And he bid on 3 properties, and they actually signed a contract on one of them. But we'll have more to say on that in just a minute when we return after this brief break. Friends, you're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. don't go away.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Welcome back, my friend. You're listening to the to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I was about to say the last half hour, but just about. It's my clock says 10:23, so we've got a few minutes before the break. Steve, you obviously have a tough situation, but there is a redemption period, and judges are aware of it. Everybody who loses their house at foreclosure gets, I believe it's a 30-day period to buy it back. You're aware of that?
I have studied the Massachusetts code, and the code says that there is no redemption period in Massachusetts.
It specifically says no redemption period?
Yes.
All right. Well, that may be a handicap on the statutory side, but I like to operate on the private side. Now, obviously, you can't should have on Wednesday on Friday, and if the opportunity is gone, it's gone. But we have had people successful. As I said, this young fellow actually secured three properties, and they balked at signing the contracts on two of them, but the one property he wanted, he actually received a signature on the purchase agreement. They have a bona fide contract, and now as they try and wiggle out of it, he literally has an actionable situation. But we, at the last Law Merchant Leadership, at the Collecting in Bankruptcy retreat, at the Collecting in Bankruptcy seminar, which was, what, back in September, perhaps?
Right.
We had a fellow there who succeeded in and spoke about purchasing back his home through the sheriff. And he used a bonded promissory note. In that case, he had sent it directly to Treasury and provided a photocopy to them, but the sheriff went ahead and was successfully able to advise the court that it had monetized the instrument or had relied upon the court to monetize it. This was a case where they had sought an injunction in court, and the judge said, you have your redemption period, use it. Now, a slightly more cooperative judge than the one you faced, but there are other judges and there are other courts as well. And
yes, sir.
regardless, I look at these public officials as opportunities to have them honor the instruments or be removed from the bench. That's my attitude. I don't necessarily suggest that should be anyone else's attitude. But if that official fails to do my bidding when I ask lawfully and legally and underwrite all risk, then I'm going to remove him from that office. And I'm probably going to do it in private procedures, but I may very well do it in public procedures. Now, it all depends on who you are, what you believe, and how strong your stomach is. And I've reviewed many of those procedures during the months of October and September. In fact, let me see if I can find some of those. Yes, September 2nd, power of the notary. September 9th, trial by notary. And BIC enforcement on September 22nd, and a much more intense BIC presentation on the 23rd of September. And September 29th, we brought it all together discussing the intense use of notaries. If you can find notaries who will take those steps, and more those notaries are going to be available, but I think they'd like to operate as groups and make sure that they're on the right side of the law in executing such procedures. But I think there are many avenues that are available to ensure that, at minimum, that judge no longer sits on the bench within 12 to 18 months. Am I recommending those procedures? No. Are they risk-free? No. But once I have paid a purported liability against my debtor, it is paid, and I will hold the parties holding the instrument liable, and I'll make it clear to them that I'm holding it liable. And they'd better believe it, because if they don't believe it, the successor will believe it. So that's probably the best I have to say at this point in your situation. Do you have a specific question?
Well, no, I the judge was sitting there thumbing through the process that I sent him. it wasn't a judge that named fiduciary. It was another judge. And me and the bank attorney were there, and the judge decided for the bank because the bank had a transfer of deed. But nevertheless, the judge was sitting there thumbing through, what is this foreign advisory? What is all this stuff here? And I had a bad headache, and I said, well, what's it look like? And I misspoke, and that was that. The gavel came down, and he said, you know what, sir, you lose. He looked at the bank attorney, he goes, you win.
Yeah, petition to reconsider, Your Honor. Are you willing to accept the liability for ignoring that the mortgage has been paid? Has the court not received notice that the liability here has been paid and your clerk is holding the liability?
Well, I'm wondering, do I have the knowledge and, you know, the wherewithal? And I've asked Jesus to face this on Thursday.
Yes, I don't know what's coming up on Thursday, and certainly that's a great question that you asked. We're going to a break, and for that reason and others, I'll never be able to answer that question, will I? Only you know if you have it within you, to convey the Lord's words at a hearing on Thursday.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website www.energy-swap.com and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
On the cement floor this morning, my head felt like somebody been a walking on it.
Come back, friend. Take no prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Steve, are you still there?
Yeah.
Very briefly, and we only have a couple of minutes, what hearing do you have on Thursday?
It's a hearing on my counterclaim.
Ah, so you placed a counterclaim into the case?
Exactly.
Is it an evidentiary or a non-evidentiary hearing?
Well, I would call it evidentiary. I mean, I have, you know, all sorts of notary certificates of non-performance placed into the evidence file. I had the notary actually place it with the court himself.
Yes, but when they called the hearing, did they call an evidentiary or a non-evidentiary hearing? Have you checked the docket?
I did not. I only got word of this on...
Because more, I'll bet you, if push, I will bet you, I was going to say my income for the year, but that's sort of null and void since everything passes through my hands. But I'd make a substantial wager if I were a betting man that it's an evidentiary, it's a non-evidentiary hearing, which is their opportunity, of course, to allow attorneys to pontificate and provide testimony. So I like to make sure that these things are evidentiary and that we call people in and place them under oath. They view the hearing differently than you. This hearing is an opportunity for the judge and the attorney for the bank in conspiracy to somehow find a way to make this go away. So I like to make these things interesting. And there are numerous ways of doing that. And the first way is to turn it into an evidentiary hearing. And you can do that on the spot, too. Is there any reason at all? Whoa, Your Honor, I object to Mr. Jones speaking. If he is a party to this, then let's put him under oath and get his testimony. But if he's not a party, then he needs to zip it up unless he has an objection with first-hand knowledge to the claim that's in this court's possession. Or I might put the onus on the judge and say, excuse me, has the court not been noticed that Mr. Jones has stipulated to the counterclaim? So what are we discussing here? Why is he being given an opportunity to speak? And your best position, of course, would be if you have the other side's stipulation and confession. Do you have their confession here?
Yes, I do.
Good. Then it's a done deal. What are you asking for at this hearing?
Well, I want them to honor, you know, the fiduciary instructions, and I want my house back. But since this has all happened, Sam, when I got thrown out last week, I mean, I'm living on the street. I barely just yesterday got my computer hooked up someplace where so that I could communicate with people.
I understand, but let's stay productively focused on this hearing. What is it that you're asking for? What kind of relief is your counterclaim asking for?
I'm asking for the return of all of my property.
Based upon what?
Based upon the fact that there is no evidence of a defect in the process that's been handed to the court.
All right. So, Your Honor, has this court not been noticed? Your Honor, I'm here to, you'll get first opportunity to speak. Your Honor, I'm here today to have judicial review of the plea bargain agreement before you, to which all parties have agreed. Now, what happens? The other side's going to start squawking. We haven't agreed to anything. Excuse me, Your Honor. Would you please ask Mr. Jones whether or not he had opportunity offered by a representative of the Secretary of State to dispute the agreement? Did he have opportunity? I see that's his signature here on Form 3811 from the post office. Did he not have opportunity to rebut the agreement? What are we discussing? And I would not let the judge move off of that, that there is a stipulated settlement and there is a bona fide, not just the default, but a confession based upon the default. And he said, did he not have ample opportunity? I wouldn't let him object to it now. Did he not have ample? Would you ask Mr. Jones if he received the forms on such and such a date? Yes. Would you ask him if he had ample opportunity to object or identify a defect in the certification of Mr. John Jones on behalf of the Secretary of State of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts? Would you ask him if he had an opportunity to identify a defect in the payment? Lousy payment, that's no good. Would you ask him if he had opportunity to present a notice of dishonor or a certificate of protest from the drawee or the drawee's agent or from the Secretary of the Treasury? So what are we here about? This is a done deal. We have a stipulated settlement. Does the court have any reason at all to dishonor an agreement of the parties? And I would stick with it. And if the judge moves in a direction that's not favorable, I would ask him point blank, if it was me, if his pockets are deep enough to support the liability he's creating here today, I would ask him, Your Honor, Is it, am I to understand that you're accepting liability here today for stepping down from the bench and joining with a party who has already stipulated to the agreement? And who has waived all rights to protest? In fact, if you have that in your stipulation, Steve, that might be the first question. Your Honor, I object. Before we go any further, and I might point it out during my opening, I'd like to call the court's attention to paragraph number 4 on page 2. Does the court have it in front of it? In which Mr. Jones has waived all rights to protest. And now Mr. Jones will start screaming, "Excuse me, I object, there is no agreement." Excuse me, Your Honor, has the court not been noticed that this man has waived all rights to do what he's doing right now? And will the court not tell him to shut up and zip it because he lost all standing? See, if you have that waiver of their right to protest, they all know what's going on here. Now it's a matter of just how dishonorable will this judge be. Are you prepared for the judge being dishonorable?
Let me ask you this, Sam. Is it up to me to
subpoena? Are you prepared for the judge being dishonorable?
Oh, yeah.
What do you have prepared if the judge becomes dishonorable? What's prepared?
I didn't understand your question, but
okay.
No.
All right. If it was me, I would have something in my back pocket prepared in the event the judge goes dishonorable, and he will attempt to move dishonorably. Some judges are very matter-of-fact. They see that you've run rings around the other guy, and they will find a color way to approve it. Number one, I would have an order ready to go, a simple colorable order for the judge to sign off on, and I would introduce that immediately as part of my opening statements. Here's a simple colorable order, Your Honor, so the court can colorably find appropriately. Consistent
with... That's included in the counterclaim, Sam.
Consistent with the... Well, I would point it out in open court.
Okay.
Consistent with the stipulation by Mr. Jones over there and his waiver of all rights to object. Secondly, I would have notary subpoenas ready to go. I would have notaries in the gallery. Thirdly, I would have observers present, and I might even have instant affidavits and criminal complaints ready to go. But
this is all the stuff I'm not ready for.
My best leverage, well, I can't handle, obviously, I have no remedy if people aren't ready for a situation, and all I can tell anyone is what I would tell anyone in this situation, that one should only, this is what I would do, and I can make no recommendation to another party as to what they are ready for, what they should do, what they are prepared for, and what they understand. You asked a question, and I'm going to let it go right after we address that question, Steve. I've got to move on, but you asked a simple question. You said about yourself, am I prepared with the education and with the understanding and the foundation for this Thursday? And only you can answer that, Steve. So I've made a number of suggestions here, what I would do. The one suggestion I haven't made is the one that I would rely on first. I would always introduce a surprise to get people's attention. Your Honor, bailiff, I believe this has a clerk stamp. I can't quite make out the number. Would you hand this to the judge, please? Yes. Your Honor, that's the order that we suggest be signed to keep a colorable face on this proceeding. And number two, the document attached to it is a bond in the amount of $20 million in your name, Judge, to be shared with the Secretary of the Treasury, and I'm introducing it here in open court, although I'll be happy to do this in chambers if you would prefer. I might say, Your Honor, I have a bond here for $20 million, naming you and the Secretary of the Treasury as payee for this proceeding, so there's no misunderstanding what my intention is, and if you'd like, I'll allow you to strike that from the record, and we can introduce this in chambers if you would prefer. But I'd let him know that I'm in control of this procedure. Steve, thanks for calling. I hope these suggestions were helpful. Folks, as I mentioned, this program is dedicated over these few weeks to the assistance of those folks who are sitting in prison at the moment, and those who may wind up being there. And the subject matter at hand was, how do we present the BIC instrument? I'm going to focus right in on option three, the comprehensive administrative process. One of the first tools that I would use, since I would already be involved on the public side, would be an order terminating the case signed by me in my living man capacity. Something like that could be used in Steve's case that we just discussed as well. And the order might read very simply that the court is taking judicial notice of the private settlement and the private accord that was reached between parties A, B, and C, and the court is unable to identify a justiciable controversy. How can they when the other party has agreed to the settlement? So when I said to Steve that I would introduce an order, and he said, well, I've got that in the counterclaim, that's great. I don't know what the order says. This program is not the forum for discussing that today, but I hope it's an order along these lines, because I would not be asking any court for dispensation. And the older I get, the more I believe this to be absolutely the truth. I would be ordering a court and telling them exactly what I want. So when I said to Steve, I would provide an order to the court, and he said, well, I've got that in the counterclaim. Steve, I don't know if it's true or not, but you're probably thinking that that's an order asking for the judge's signature. And I am not talking about that. To all you folks in prison, I'm talking about an order with my signature as the de jure judge. And it says something like, the court takes judicial notice of a private settlement and accord reached between these parties and is to the complete satisfaction of all parties, and the court is unable to identify a justiciable controversy. Therefore, wanting jurisdiction and finding that all claims, whether they be real or imagined, have been satisfied, that all liabilities paid to the have been paid to the satisfaction of all parties, and that all parties have been made whole, there is no cause for a delay in entering this order, and so it is hereby ordered, adjudged, and decreed, and commanded, whatever language they normally use in those orders, I've seen lots of different language, that the defendant is granted dismissal of all claims with prejudice, and this action is settled and closed in perpetuity, in other words, with prejudice, and it is further ordered that the defendant be released without condition and all of the defendant's property be released to the defendant, that all collateral and property be restored to the rightful owners, and that all parties be made whole. And it's further ordered that this judgment be entered at this time as a final judgment, and that an original judgment bearing an original signature be released to the defendant. And then I would put in the date in living man language on the, let's say, the first day of the second month in the year of our Lord, 2007 or 2008, and then I would list the name of that fictitious court, and underneath that I would put by, semicolon, my signature, and underneath that it would be my name, Samuel Thomas, semicolon, Kennedy, comma, judge, and then I would put the name of my court, which would probably be the same court name that they had, but in lowercase letters mostly. So if it was District Court, United States District Court, this might be the District Court of the United States with capital U and capital S, or just capital S. De jure. Because the name of their court, I always put in as the name of their court, de facto. So it's clear what I am doing. and I would sign that order and submit it on the public side if I felt I wanted to deal with this publicly. If you're in prison, what are they going to do? They may ignore it, but it's highly unlikely that they will indict you for impersonating a judge, because they'd have to bring this order in as evidence. And the first question is, excuse me, don't you understand the difference between the words de jure and de facto? I guess we have some confusion here. Are you a de jure court, or are you a de facto replacement? For and on the record, they don't want to go there. And since they don't want to go there, I do. I want to go wherever, what did they say in Star Trek, where no man has gone before, until they PC'd it and went where no person has gone before, which was really the end of my interest in Star Trek. Although those people flying around in space following those prime directives, clearly they were persons, weren't they? So this would be one of the first approaches I might consider if I were sitting in prison. An order from a de jure judge who unfortunately got locked up in place of a forged legal fiction. We'll be back in just a minute, folks.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
Made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
I got no bread for the rent. I got my next...
Welcome back, my friends. Somehow we got to the last segment rather quickly, and I'm sorry I didn't stay on point like I should, and I Promise I Will this coming Saturday. I invite you, especially the families of prisoners, to join us this coming Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to get right back where we just left off. And let me just point it out. This order that I just read is applicable to a scenario where a prisoner has been able to develop and perfect a private administrative remedy, the essence of which is that I paid and there is no defect in certified public record number such and such filed in the county and perhaps in the UCC 3, which has a file number for the instrument that you filed as your collateral. There are no defect in those records that this account has been paid and the other party has confessed judgment on the payment. And that would be the substrate for developing an order in which I, as a judge in the de jure court, issue the order to the de facto court. So at the bottom where the signature line is, we would have in uppercase letters, for instance, United States District Court, Northern District of California, or whatever the district is, de facto. And then there would be a signature line by, and underneath it would be my name, in rerum natura, comma, judge, District Court of the United States de jure. Well, where do you come off calling yourself a judge? Well, excuse me, calling yourself a court. Excuse me, are you the de jure court? No. Can you point me to it? No. Then apparently it's been abandoned. I'm giving you notice. I've picked it up. Am I not a people, a descendant of the founders of the United States? Do I not have that authority? Show me where I don't have that authority. Well, in this statute or that statute, are those de jure statutes or de facto statutes? The obvious answer that they want to avoid is that they are de facto statutes. And de facto can never supplant de jure, and you don't have to go to them for approval to get their agreement that the de facto doesn't have power over the de jure. It never does. That's just a given. That's a maxim of law. And if it isn't, it is now. You can quote me, folks. Anyway, thank you for joining us, folks. We have all of 1 minute left. Let me remind you, the email address is takenoprisoners@hush.com. Chad in Alaska, you have 30 seconds for a question. Are you there?
Yeah. Regarding a comment you made earlier in your program about checking U.S. citizen checkboxes, my question is twofold. One, can the government ever prove or use that checkbox as evidence against you? And number two, for that matter, can the government ever use any of their documents against you since they're able
all right,
to create
thank you,
anything
Chad.
They want?
Thank you, Chad. Of course, the government can do anything it wants, but what I would do in a scenario if I had checked off as a U.S. citizen, I would rescind all of that. We have a rescission package for that, and anybody, just contact anyone who's attended a Law Merchant Leadership Retreat, because that's exactly the kind of thing that we would rescind. The straw party may be a U.S. citizen, but certainly I am not, as I told to a Border Patrol guard just a week or so ago. Folks, thank you for joining me. You've been listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. I hope to see each and every one of you again next Saturday and next Sunday night at 9 p.m. Good night and God bless. With